Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just so broke, you won't believe. Can't get a dollar out of me. And as far as I can see, I'm losing control like a bad disease. No, I just can't get relief. I've been shot down by the life police. Now every day I try to rise, but I can't succeed. Can anybody find a cure for me? You can be bitter, bitter, bitter. Or you can be better, better, better. Great life gives you lemon. Instead of champagne. Now every day is like a brand new year. I throw my hands up in the air like I just don't care. I'm moonwalking down the street feeling like oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, at the bottom of the gas now I see clear. So now I laugh just a little more. I'm doing much taller than I did before. I know I'm not where I need to be, but I thank God that I'm not where I used to be. I used to be bitter, bitter, bitter. And now I feel better, better, better. Great life gives you lemon. Instead of champagne. So I really little children. And don't complain. Whoa, remember your golden. Your body don't sugar cane. Great life gives you lemon. Take lemonade. I would say for a reason that I can't explain. Got something new to believe in. I'm awakened again. How many miracles I have in each day. If I can just get out of my own way. Well, life gives you lemon. Instead of champagne.
I'm a man of many talents. I'm more talented than Alex Boyer. More people ask for my autograph than for him. They're not going to tell you that. That little, like, rap part, where we're like, no, 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 lemonade, no. So dumb. It's already been done like a billion times. But luckily I was in the shot because I saved it. Redemption. You're welcome, Alex.
Good evening, everyone. That was Alex Boyer, Lemonade, the soundtrack to the title of my new show, If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Martini. Okay. If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Martini show is a show for the tame and the untamed. It's serious with a dash of humor. Life is what you make it. You may be rich but unhappy or broke and happy. You may have had many adversities in your life. How many pity parties did you have? Ever went from being a victim to becoming victorious? Ever been down so low you could swing your legs on a dime? Do you have a sense of humor? Ever laughed at yourself? What is your overall view of life? want to vent, or just have something to get off your chest? If you answer yes to one of these questions, this show is for you. On my show, you get free exposure. If you're a business owner, starting a business, author, expert, or just want to share information of importance, I invite you to come on as a guest and let's chop it up. Sorry, there'll be no discussing religion or politics. And if you're interested in being a co-host or a guest, email me at gjdelicious37@gmail.com. Again, that email address is gjdelicious37@gmail.com. Okay, I'm your host, Gail St. Francis Johnson, formerly known as Miss Delicious. Okay, we do have, well, we're supposed to have a special returning guest this evening, Jay Byron, who's a goddess and a romance expert, womb healer, and a radio personality. She has her own business, Erotic Expressions. And Ms. Byron wears a lot of hats, but on part two, where we left off with our first show, and we'll do a little recap on it in case you forgot anything about it. Ms. Byron hasn't shown up yet, but we're going to give her a few minutes to show up. And, you know, if she doesn't, then, you know, the show will be rescheduled or postponed or however we handle it. I'm having a bit of an issue with myself this evening. I'm doing my show from my cell phone. I had intentions of doing it from my home phone, but for some strange reason, I can't find my cordless phone. And I had it right here next to me with the intentions of doing this show on my cordless phone. But I can't find the phone. And it's really getting next to me because I had the phone less than a minute. Well, not a minute, but I did have the phone next to me before the show had started. Then I looked up and I can't find it. There's nobody in here but me, myself, and I. And I can't, for the life of me, find that phone. I have to laugh at myself because sometimes I put things down and then forget where I put them or they show up in the least likely places. But that's a little issue I'm having with myself because sometimes that does happen. I put things down and forget where I put them or put them somewhere and, my goodness, I just, I don't know. It's almost like times when I will be in the one room, go to another room to get something. When I get in there, lo and behold, I forgot what I went in there for. And I have to really laugh at myself because, you know, I'll be going so hard. I say, I'm going in here to get this and get in there. And it's not, you know, I say, what did I come in here for? I have to go back to the origin of where I came from, sit down, think about it. Then I say, oh, that's what I went in there for. You know, it's really something once you get up in age now. At least I do have all my faculties, you know, where some people have, you know, short-term memory, which is dementia or Alzheimer's and, you know, those different things that go on with your mind where you lose your thoughts, lose your memory and, you know, different things of that nature. But thank God I still have all my faculties. And, you know, I really, my heart goes out to the people who have lost their short-term memory, you know, due to Alzheimer's or dementia. You know, it's not a pretty thing. It's not a pretty thing at all because I know a few people who suffer from that disease and actually lost their lives behind it. So I try to do puzzles and functioning and to keep it going in the direction of, you know, to keep working. Because, you know, sometimes if you don't use it, you lose it, you know, and I don't want to lose anything that, you know, is going to keep me functioning and keep me alert and keep me to know what's going on. You know, because I was just speaking with a girlfriend of mine who I hadn't spoken to in a while, and come to find out she had a stroke, and it caused her to have short-term memory loss. And, you know, we were laughing about it because she's very, she's not letting it get her down. Let's just say that, because we laughed about it. I asked her, you know, was she in a relationship? She said she, if she was, she don't remember, you know, different things like that. We laughed, a hearty laugh about it, because sometimes, you know, if you don't dwell on certain situations, they won't get the best of you. So sometimes maybe you have to laugh at yourself to get over little trials and tribulations that you're going through, opposed to dwelling on them and having these pity parties and, you know, saying, woe is me. And, you know, so I really applaud her for that. But she did remember me. you know, but, you know, I'm just sorry that she had that stroke. But she has a beautiful support system. Her daughters are taking care of her, and they're getting ready to move into a brand new home. And, you know, she's doing really well for herself. But besides the fact of her, you know, having that stroke, and I had another girlfriend who had a stroke, and it messed her speech up really, really bad, because when I called her, her daughter had to interpret what she was saying because I couldn't understand a thing that she was saying. Everything was just like running together. And, you know, I'm wondering if she's, in her mind, if it's coming out the right way, you know, because she may not understand, you know, how she's speaking, but, you know, all the words just run together. And it was really hard for me to understand what she was saying. And like I said, her daughter had to interpret the conversation that, you know, we were having, you know. So strokes affect people in different ways. Sometimes you can't move and you can't talk, you can't walk. And, you know, it's very depressing, I guess, to suffer a stroke because of the effects that it has on the body and the brain. And, you know, so if there's anything that you can do to prevent a stroke, you know, because I know that smoking cigarettes and high blood pressure and different things, those elements cause people to have strokes. So if you're smoking, please don't smoke, because it can cause a stroke. Not to say that, you know, it's a prevalent thing for smoke to cause a stroke, but smoking cigarettes can cause a stroke. And I guess it just depends on what type of health your body is in from the beginning, because if your immune system is tore from the full up, meaning that you have a poor immune system, then, you know, anything is liable to attack your body and you can't fight it off. But if you have a strong immune system and, you know, you're eating right, exercising, you know, doing the right things, you know, maybe you have a better chance of not having a stroke or developing cancerous diseases and, you know, different things like that. So, in short, you know, make your health your wealth, you know, because it's nothing like being healthy and being able to take care of yourself. You know, I saw my mom go from being a very, very independent woman to having to have her for change, so to speak. You know, and I know that my mom was very, I guess she felt a little, I wouldn't say ashamed or anything like that, but she just, I guess she felt hopeless having to depend on someone to do those things for her, because she's always been a very dependent person. My mom died from lung cancer back in 1995. And I've seen some of my other friends who suffered and died from various diseases that possibly could have been prevented if they took better care of themselves. I just lost my BFF last Memorial Day. I really don't know what she died from because it wasn't told to me, but I'm really thinking that she may have died from emphysema or some type of cancer because she did smoke and she had been in bad health for a while. And she succumbed to her illnesses Memorial Day, you know, and I wasn't there to visit her or go to the funeral because I had been living in North Carolina ever since April of 2016. You know, a few of my other friends have died as well of different, you know, diseases and illnesses that they had confiscated through poor health. I'm just so grateful and thankful and blessed that I'm not in the 100% best of health, but I am healthy. You know, I do have a weight problem, which I am dealing with. But other than that, I consider myself being healthy. I work from Monday through Friday. I get around, you know, I have transportation, my own car. I can, you know, take care of myself, which I'm glad I can do that. My daughter's always joking about if I get sick, she can't take care of me and all this and that. But I said, if I get sick, you better take care of me. But in any event, you know, like I said, make your health your wealth. If you got money to hire a chef, hire a chef. If you got money to go to the gym, go to the gym. If you got money to just splurge on yourself to take care of your health, that's what you need to do. You know, take care of yourself. You know, you can still, you know, have money to do whatever you want to do, but make your health your first priority. Make your health your wealth. Because when you're dead, there's nothing you can do. And when you're gone, you're gone. So I hate to sound like a broken record, but that's just, that's me. That's me. Now, I'm not going to be on here long because it doesn't seem like our guest is going to show up, but I did want to touch on a few subject matters that had gotten next to me, and one is the fact that that guy out in Las Vegas that had killed all those people, and they're saying that he was a normal guy, this, that, whatever, whatever, he was out the norm what he did. No, it wasn't out the norm, it was crazy what he did, it was demonic what he did. You know, he had to have some type of issues going on in his life or on his mind to cause him to get a gun, get a piece put on it so he could kill as many people as he did, you know, and thank God the people that he wounded did not die. But, you know, just why are they saying that he was a normal guy? His girlfriend didn't know that he was cuckoo, which he was cuckoo. That was just out blatantly crazy what he did. You had all these guns in a hotel room. So you knew what you was going up there for. You knew what you was going to do. And a reason for doing that is pure evil. It was just evil that he did. So for them to say he was normal, this, normal, no, no, no. Nobody in their normal mind would do anything like that. Not unless normal has changed. I don't know. Different people say different things are normal to them that aren't normal to other people. But a normal person would not take a gun, go up into a hotel, and kill as many people as he wanted to or felt like killing. For what reason? That's normal. That's normal. Okay. Then they're talking about gun control. The only way that you can have gun control is to have no guns at all. Because the police, they have their guns. They're out killing everybody and anybody that they feel like killing. Then you have the people who, these neighborhood watch guys, like the guy who killed Trayvon Martin. I can't think of the guy's name right now, but you have him with a gun, gun laws in different states where you can carry a gun. And who's to say that the people that are getting these guns are a cuckoo? Who's to say? All you do is fill out an application. As long as you're not a felon, this, that, whatever, whatever. But a person who they think normal, is this as cuckoo as they can be? And they have these guns so they can kill people. That's what they want to do. They're also trying to make silencers legal. Now, can you imagine if the people who owned guns legally, quote unquote, had silencers to those guns, the damage that they could cause, the misery that they could bring to people's families when they just get up one night and say, oh, well, let me go out here and kill a few people. And not to say everything is race-related, because it's not. Because when that guy was shooting that hotel, I'm quite sure that there could have been a few, well, there could have been a different races in there, I don't know. But it's not always race-related. But if a guy who is a racist has a gun and he has a silencer on it, who's to say that he just gets up one night and says, well, let me go and kill all these black people and Americans, as many as I can. No one's going to hear a shot, so I know I can get away with it like that. That's crazy. But you got to also think of where that's coming from. Who owns all these guns? Who makes all these guns? You know, the NRA, my mom used to work for them, but she was basically a secretary. But she could tell you the name of any gun that came through there, any gun that they allow people to purchase or whatever, she could tell you the name of it. And my thing is this, they're making these guns so vicious, so, it's just, it's sad. It's sad how they're making guns that shoot so many bullets in a second and killing people. You know what I'm saying? That's really a bad thing. It's really bad because it's no control. There's no gun control. But what are they talking about? What do they mean by gun control anyway? How can you control it when they're constantly making? Now, you know what? Since that guy had that piece going to that gun, they're making them and people are buying it. You know, that's crazy to me. That is really crazy. What they need to do is dig a great big hole. Put every gun in it that exists. Every gun. Cover it up and call it a day. Because as long as guns are being made, being bought and sold, trust and believe, any and everybody can get a gun. You don't have to fill out no paperwork. You don't have to wait no 30 days You can go right down the street to Joe Blow's house and get a gun. Get a gun off the internet or go to a gun show. You know, so it's easy for a person to get a gun. It's so easy. And then, you know, people are just, you know, it's really sad. It's really sad. So stop talking about gun control. There's no control. It's like they talk about birth control, whatever control, birth control, drugs, and all this other kind of stuff. You know, it was okay. Just like prohibition when they had the alcohol. As soon as the government put their hands in it, that's what they call a control. Because the government was getting money from kickbacks or whatever when they legalized liquor. Same with marijuana. Now you get a life sentence. They was even giving out seeds so people could grow marijuana. They building these homes so you can grow marijuana in your homes. That's because the government has their hands in it. Before it was illegal, you was locking people up, doing this, doing that. But as long as the government have their hands in it, it's all good. If the government can take control or whatever, it's all good. The government has the guns, they have the drugs, they have this, they have that. And that's what people are happy about. I don't know. But like I said, the government, if they can have their hands in anything, they'll make it legal. As long as they get their cut, it's all good. And do you think for 1 minute that they're going to stop making guns? Nope. Are they going to stop making cigarettes? Nope. Are they going to stop with the drugs? Nope. Because as long as they can grow those opiates over in those foreign countries, they're going to still have the drugs. At one point, cocaine was legal. It was legal. You could go in a drugstore and get a tablet of cocaine for a headache or whatever. But it became illegal once. Now, this is what they said why it became illegal. They was using it as an upper, you know, for people who work the third shift to keep them awake, you know, at night. But then they said the black, quote-unquote, men had begun to rape and molest the white woman, quote-unquote. So that's when they made it illegal. How stupid is that? I mean, think about it. Think about it. How many white women cried rape against a black man and it wasn't true? I'm not saying that it, you know, in all instances that it wasn't true, but check it out. Do your history. Do your research. I'm a Rosewood. Mm-hmm. But that's why they had illegalized cocaine. As to all that, as long as the government has their hand in something, they're going to legalize it. They legalized abortion, they legalized this, they legalized that. And it's really all about the money. It's all about money, that almighty dollar. You know, like the OJ said, the almighty dollar. It can do some strange things. Yes, it do, but I just wanted to get that off my chest about that gun control stuff. There's no such thing as gun control. So stop hollering gun control. The only way it's going to be controlled is if you get rid of it. Get rid of every gun. Because if you don't, it's just going to keep on. Not to say that a person trying to kill another person with whatever, but a gun, that's a vicious weapon. Because you can be you can be far away from the person and just kill them. Look what happened to Kennedy. Look what happened to Martin Luther King. Now, these people was in hiding on rooftops, you know, out of sight. But they still could kill someone within the distance. So, like I said, just get rid of the guns. That's the only control that you have right there. Because if you don't, they're still going to be selling them on the internet. They're still going to be selling them at gun shows. They're still going to be selling them on street corners. They're still going to be selling them at schools. You know, it's just one of those things where it's a nightmare that you're not going to wake up from. Not unless you get rid of it. Get rid of the source. And the source is to get rid of all the guns. Policemen, they are the worst with them. Because they have the authority, quote unquote, to shoot, to kill. And they do shoot to kill. Okay. Now, getting back to the other thing I had on my mind was how President, I think I didn't even deserve to be called President, well, anyway, DT, Donald Trump, said to the widow of one of the soldiers that was killed for Fort Bragg, he knew what he was signing up for. Then he's going to recant as usual because he's a liar. The man lies for no reason. I didn't say that. Then he tried to blame it on the congresswoman, this, that, whatever. But he said it. No, he said it. He's a racist. He's a redneck. He's everything other than being a president, a good president. Because number one, he's the first president that all this, oh my goodness, all this mess during the election, during the whole mess was just a mess. It was just a mess. You know, and he wasn't elected. He was selected to be the president. He was selected. But then he's talking about he hoped crooked Hillary run in 2020. You know why he want Hillary to run in 2020? Because he actually thinks in 2020, if she does run, he has a chance of being the president for 4 more years. But if he makes it through these 4 years, and if he gets elected for 4 more years, then you know what? That's definitely nothing but the devil. Because the devil is busy. He's very busy. And he's trying to take down as many souls as he can. And with the lying mouth that DT has, yeah, he'll take down some. But this young lady's heart is broken after he said what he said to her. He knew what he was signing up for. All of them know what they were signing up for, but did you have to put it in his face like that? The man gave up his life for what? You know, but it's sad that it comes down to the fact that a president has the audacity to say something out of his mouth like he knew what he was signing up for. Whatever. I don't know if he'll make it through these 4 years, but if he do, I'm sure he would not be serving. He would not be president for the next 4 years. And like I said, if he do, that ain't nothing but the devil. Because the man is a liar. And you know the devil is a liar. So those are a couple of issues that was I wanted to get off my mind. Because, you know, it's just one of those things. And I guess still has not shown up. So I'm going to get ready to close the show because I had no intentions of doing a show on my own tonight. I had the intentions of having a guest, but things happen, so I guess she's unavailable this evening. And I'm a little tired myself this evening, so I think I'm going to close the show. And, you know, if you guys out there drinking, don't drive. If you're driving, don't drink. Remember, I love talking to you, not about you. Love seeing you, not viewing you. And remember, it's important. It's nice to be somebody important, but it's more important to be nice to somebody. Tell your kids you love them. Call anyone up that you haven't talked to in a while. Just say hi. Let them know that you're still alive so you know that they're still alive. Look out for people. Be kind to people. Help the homeless. Help the poor. You know. This is your host, Gail St. Francis Johnson. Signing off for this evening. I love you guys. Have a beautiful rest of the weekend. See you guys next week. And thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.
You just listened to the number one radio station on the internet, Delicious Talk Radio. Thank you and good night.